Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Iowa 4-H is promoting healthy living in a new way. How are they doing it? Let's go in-depth with Laura Lichty with 4-H. Laura, what do you do for 4-H?
I am the 4-H Healthy Living Specialist. So our state 4-H program has four different program priority areas of STEM, communication and the arts, citizenship and leadership, and healthy living. So that's the program area that I get to work in specifically.
And I presume you were in 4-H since you were a little girl.
I was. I'm from Madison County in Winterset, and I was in 4-H in my middle school years.
And it was absolutely formative and influenced you and created a pretty neat-sounding position, too.
Yeah, I think at a young age, sometimes you don't get some of those experiences where you're really challenged to learn new things and explore your passions and try things maybe you wouldn't be exposed to. So it definitely opens your eyes to new opportunities and building skills as you get older.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the 4-H programs for healthy living?
Yeah, our 4-H Healthy Living program, we're really trying to develop it further and offer more opportunities to engage youth, our staff that are based in the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach offices in each county, and our volunteers. 4-H is very much based on our volunteer staff and those out in the communities that help our clubs. And so as the Healthy Living Program, we have a new initiative. This is our second year doing the Healthy Living Club Challenge. And so we ask clubs across the state to sign up, and each month during their club meetings, they incorporate some healthy living practices, such as offering water as the beverage or a fruit or vegetable as a snack option, or incorporating some designated time for physical activity as a team or a group. And so when clubs do that each month, they submit trackers and earn miles, and essentially they're racing across Iowa. We've created a map that connects all of our regions of the state, and they make their way across the map as they incorporate healthy practices during their meetings. And we also have some bonus challenges that really get them thinking about social and emotional well-being, mental health, their personal goals, and then also reaching out to their communities to share healthy living with others as well. And so that's one of our main events that attracts all youth in 4-H and our staff in the extension offices. But another new program that we have is a Healthy Living Ambassador program. And so now we are identifying youth across the state to be leaders in their communities, to be advocates for healthy living, raising awareness, providing education for youth, but also their families to know the importance of health and how we can integrate that into our daily life and have a positive impact.
Well, that's pretty neat. So when the 4-H kid comes home and says, Mom or Dad, can we perhaps do this for dinner instead? And they'll lead the family into a healthier lifestyle? Does that happen?
Yeah, and we try to provide some extra resources for our parents and families at home, that they hear these new things, they get excited about trying new things and new habits and taking that home with them as well, whether it's a new recipe that they tried at their club meeting or a new physical activity. We had last year, we awarded our top clubs at the state fair. We had a healthy living day in our 4-H building and invited clubs and families across the state to attend and highlighting some of the really neat projects that they implemented that impacted others. And so we had clubs that were working with senior care living centers and building raised beds so that those that were in wheelchairs could essentially wheel right up to the edge of the garden and get to help utilize a skill that they used to do when they were younger. We also had clubs that were featured in their local parade, and they were health heroes. They dressed up as fruits and vegetables and had signs and promoting for people to eat more fruits and vegetables. And just to show that excitement and passion coming from youth really is meaningful back in those communities for parents and the public to see kids really getting passionate about this topic matter, which is really relevant to our society today and how important health can be for everybody.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about healthy living with Laura Lichty with 4-H.
Well, and they're sort of engaging in a never-ending battle against a lot of the things that we might see on television. I mean, you don't see ads for healthy living. You see ads for fast food restaurants. And so you don't see, you know, the apple growers say eat more apples, or at least I don't. And so there's constant messaging against what the kids are doing. So what 4-H is doing is not only important for the kids, but it's for the community as well.
Yeah, and our environment is really important to the choice or opportunities that we have. And so if the healthy choice isn't always easy to make or always easy to access, it is going to be more difficult for us to make those choices. Another program that 4-H supports in partnership with our campus colleagues here at Iowa State University is the SWITCH program. And that's an acronym for School Wellness Integration Targeting Child Health. And so we work with middle schools and elementary schools across the state to incorporate this school wellness process to really help build capacity with school staff to then set initiatives and goals to improve their school wellness environment so that the healthy choice is the easy choice for their students, that these habits become a ritual in school and hopefully also translate at home as well. So that's another initiative that 4-H is really excited to be a partner with Iowa State on, to really help youth and staff switch what they do, they view, and they chew.
Well, I think our schools do a pretty good job of offering healthy alternatives. Do the 4-H'ers ever engage with school staff or administration to maybe, oh, I don't know, bring in something new or a different kind of slant to the traditional school lunch?
Yeah, we have a program called Farm to School Cross-Age Teaching, and some of our schools up in the northeast Iowa section of the state have really implemented that the previous years. And it's a program we want to bring to other communities as well. And that's where high school age youth are trained to be cross-age teachers, and they go into the younger elementary, like second and third grade classrooms. And each month they focus on a different local food that is grown by a local producer. And it is in season that time of month. And so they lead a lesson. It's a nutrition education component. They learn about that crop and how it grows, and then they get to taste test it. And oftentimes we see this complement with the food service department too, because it's a partnership to promote fruits and vegetables, and then they get to also try it at school as well. We also have a cafeteria coaching program where youth go into the cafeteria setting and are role models and encourage younger youth to try new foods, to try the fruit or vegetable on their tray. Sometimes kids just need that extra encouragement or that bravery to give it a try, even if they don't think they like it, or maybe they haven't had it before. But by having that older youth leadership, that role model that they look up to, encouraging them to try it, it's really exciting to see the impacts that our youth leaders have on the younger kids and how that can influence their health in the future.
Well, that takes some special communication skills, in the sense that how do you convince somebody to try something? And I guess you have to sort of try to inspire them. You don't want to say, eat your peas and carrots, right? It's
right.
More complex than that.
Right. And that's part of the training process with the youth, is we want to make sure that they understand where a second grader is coming from and what they might be thinking and going through as a second grade youth and the emotions that they have. And so as a high schooler, to come in and appropriately, you know, encourage kids in a kind way, and not to pressure them, but just to show this excitement for trying something new. And the biggest part of that is the modeling. So not only are they asking them to try something new, but they are doing it right alongside them. That younger youth knows that they're in it together, that this role model that they look up to is really investing time and interest in them. And I think part of that makes the younger youth feel safe and in that sense of belonging, which 4-H really strives for when we work with youth, is to make them feel safe and included, and using that, also being caring and generous and creating that positive environment for them to learn and explore new things.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about healthy living with Laura Lichty with 4-H.
Well, and it's important, probably helps mom and dad out too, in the sense that sometimes we're so busy that we tend to get in predictable ruts with respect to the menu at home, and maybe the 4-H efforts will bring something new to the plate at home as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun to hear comments from parents of, oh, I didn't think they liked peppers, or, you know, they never try it when I've given it to them. But studies show it takes multiple times of trying the same food over and over until at some point they might like it. And so by doing taste tests and cafeteria coaching, it's giving that opportunity for kids to try something over and over. And not just the first time that they try it, but trying it again, even if they don't think they like it. And also giving the opportunity to maybe prepare it in a different way. And so by having these experiences, by discovering new foods or discovering they like something they didn't know they liked before, it's fun to see that translate at home. And oftentimes when we do have a featured taste test of the month, the grocery stores sometimes say, we've sold out of this product because all the families came in and purchased it because they taste tested it at school the week before. And so it's fun to see some of those highlights come from those experiences.
It's interesting that you can then shape the market then, that if they sell out, then they'll increase, and I don't know, their diversity of vegetables or whatever. That's pretty neat. You can influence the market.
Right, and that's our hope, that fruits and vegetables can become a more prominent part of everybody's diet. And so if we can show kids these new opportunities to try these new things, that they will choose those things more often. And when they have a choice at school to choose between different options, that they do choose the healthy choice.
And I presume there's some efforts to lead kids the right direction with respect to, drugs, alcohol, things like that.
Yeah, we also have some other programs or curriculum that we offer to schools or to our 4-H groups to talk about safe choices and healthy choices for our lifestyles and for our future as well, to deter from smoking and drinking. And also we touch upon mental health and relationships and making safe choices with that as well.
What's the best part of your job?
My favorite part is working with our youth leaders across the state. Youth are the coolest people there are. And when you really get a chance to sit down with them and talk about their passions, and they're growing their passions at this time. You know, they're not set in their ways. They're really exploring and curious and really want to learn new things. And in this past year that I've been here in my position, I've gotten to work with several youth leaders that have been exploring the healthy living field, and to see them grow and to decide their future career and that they want to explore the health field now as a professional and go off to college and help others become passionate and learn about healthy living. I think that's really, we're here to help grow kids' potential and help them build the skills that they need for their future. And so it's really fun to see that transcend and really develop as they grow through our program.
Thanks to Laura Lichty for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. on demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.